الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فأما بعد فقال تعالى في كلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu sent us into this world and reminded us that we have been sent for a period of time. And that at the end of that period of time, whatever that period of time might be, that we will have to meet him. And then when we meet him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that we will not be judged based on number, but we will be judged based on value. On the basis of weight, not number. On the day of judgment, there will not be a counting machine that is set up there. There will be a scale. There will be a balance. There will be something that determines the weight of deeds, the value of deeds, not the number of deeds. This does not mean that you and I do not do numerous good deeds. It means that we pay more attention to the quality of that deed rather than the number of those deeds. We know the hadith of the thalath, the three people who will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu amma nawaluhu on the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make any of us among those three. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed us about those three, and he said that one of them, if not the first of them, will be an alim, will be a person who studied the Quran and Sunnah. And when he is brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be asked, what did you do in the world? And the man will say, I studied your kalam and I studied the sunnah of your Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I learned this and I acquired all of this knowledge and I communicated all of this knowledge and I taught thousands and thousands of people and I did so many khutab and I did so many nasiha and I did so many halaqa and so on and so on. What is the question he is asked? What did you do? What is he talking about? The number of things that he did. What will be said to him? It will be said to him, no. You did all of this so that you get fame and name among the people. So that you are known as Shaykh Fulan bin Fulan, Bahrul Ulum. And this was done. Today, there is nothing for you. Go into Jahannam. He talked about the number, the quantity. What was he judged based on? The value, the quality, the weight. And that depends on ikhlasun niyyah. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the first hadith in Bukhari, narrated by Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, innama al-amalu bin niyyat. The value of the deed, the weight of the deed is not based on the number of those deeds. It is based on the intention with which that deed was done. Was that deed done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu alone? Wahidul Qahhar, Wahidul Ahad, Alladhi huwa samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yakullahu kufwan ahad. Or was it done to please the people? Did you speak so that people will like you, so that people will call you by good names, so that people will give you things that you want? Or did you speak the haqq, even if it made you unpopular? The second man to be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu will be the philanthropist, will be the charitable man, and he will be asked, what did you do? And the man will say, Ya Rabbal Alameen, I spent thousands and lakhs and crores and millions and billions and trillions and zillions in your path. And I did this work of good, and I did that work of good, and I built this school, and I built this madrasa, this jamia, this hospital, this bridge, this whatever, so on, so on, so on. I fed millions of people. I did all of this for you. And it will be said to him, no. You did this so that you will be known as this great sakhi, as this great man who spent his wealth for the sake of Allah. So that you will be known as this great man who was so generous. And this was done. You got the Nobel Peace Prize. You were called to the United Nations. You addressed the joint houses of Congress. You addressed the joint houses of Parliament. You were honored by this one and that one. All of this was done. Here, on the day of judgment, there is nothing for you. Go into Jahannam. Go into Jahannam. Why? Innamal a'malu binniyat. The weight, not the number. The third one who will be brought among the salas is the one who fought in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu and was killed in battle. He died in the path of Allah. In the eyes of the world, he died shaheed fi sabilillah. He will come and he will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will be asked, what did you do? The man will say, Ya Rabbal Alameen, I gave my life for you. I gave my life for you. And it will be said to him, no, you fought so that people will say that you are a brave man. You fought so that people will say that you are fighting in the cause of Allah. And you happened to die. And people said this. You had great name. You were called this great shaheed, this great wali Allah. All of this happened. But here, there is nothing for you. Go into Jahannam. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you. Let us remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu and his meeting with us. There are two ways to meet Allah. One is willy-nilly, which in our language we say jhak maar ke milna. We have to meet, there is no other way. And the other one is to meet with shauq. To love to meet, to wait for that meeting. The best day and the best moment of the life of a mu'min, may Allah make us all among that, is the moment he meets his Rabb Jalla Jalal. The best day and the best moment is that moment when he meets his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. That is the moment he has been waiting for all his life. But if you want to meet Allah in that situation, do you want to meet Allah in that situation? Yes or no? Inshallah. If you want to meet Allah in that situation, and I want to meet Allah like that, then you have to know Allah. How can you have the shauk? How can you have the love and desire to meet somebody you don't even know? We have to know Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself in the Quran. Who is Allah? Who Allah? هو الله الأحد الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Who is Allah? هو الحي القيوم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يعوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. Who is Allah? هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. Did you ever think? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada and then he said Huwa Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? Why? I'm not going to answer this from a definitive perspective because that would be completely ridiculous. I cannot tell you why Allah did something. I didn't ask Allah and He didn't tell me. But my understanding of it, and wallahi my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu is the witness to this. This understanding I got this morning. You know how much I love this ayah of the Quran. You know how many times I recite this ayah of the Quran. I would have recited this ayah, Allah knows how many times, hundreds of times, thousands of times. But this struck me today, this morning. And you know what struck me? Allah said, Huwa Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada, and then He said, Huwa Ar-Rahmanur Rahim. Allah says, I know what you do. I know what you do. I know what you do visibly and I know what you do quietly in secret. And still I am Rahman wa Rahim. Allah Ta'ala farma rahe, tum jaan ke na farma nahi karte aur hum jaan ke maaf karte. Anjaane mein nahi. Tum galti nahi karte ho, na farma nahi karte ho. قطع نہیں کرتے ہو مجرم ہو جرم کرتے ہو مگر ہم جانتے ہوئے معاف کرتے ہیں انجانے میں معاف نہیں کرتے. Allah says you do it deliberately, you know it is haram, you still do it, and I know you did it and I still forgive you. الرحمن الرحيم عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will meet him jalla jalaluhu, and he will judge us on the basis of the wazan, the value of our deeds, not on the number. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us about this, and he said, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. What is this being said about? It's being said about salah. What is salah? Salah is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah in action. The physical manifestation of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, which is in our hearts, is a salah. The belief that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is La ilaha illallah. How is this belief to be expressed? In the form where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, worship Allah as you have seen me worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the manifestation of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. About this salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Fawailun lil musallin allazina hum an salatihim sahun allazina hum yura'un wa yamnun al ma'un. Those who delay salah, why? Because you delay. What is the meaning of delay? Delaying means that you consider whatever you were doing at that time to be more important than answering hayya ala salah and hayya ala falah. It's an attitude of arrogance before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and in which case Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I don't need this salah. Allah does not need any salah. But Allah said, I don't even want this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are people whose salah will not even rise above their heads. It will be taken like that and thrown back in their face. May Allah protect us from that. So the best of deeds is worthless if it is done in this way without the shock of meeting Allah. That is one level of salah. There is another level of salah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. How do I judge my salah? By looking at my own actions. Does my salah prevent me from fahushat wal munkarat? Does my salah prevent me from what is haram? Does my salah prevent me from doing things which Allah has prohibited? Does my salah prevent me from breaking the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? If it does not prevent me from doing that, then my salah cannot be the salah which separates from fahshai wal munkar. There was a man who used to come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he stopped coming. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the people, where is the man? They said, Ya Rasulullah, he has fallen into bad company. He is doing things which he should not be doing, so he is ashamed to meet you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, has he left salah? He said, they said, no, he's praying. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tell him to continue to pray. This is not a license to do something wrong. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, continue to tell him to continue to pray. Why? Because inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. And that is what happened to the man. He came back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after some time, and he admitted to his wrongdoing, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I made tawbah and I have come back to you. And then there is a third level of salah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this for all of you. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji' yad'una rabbahum khawfan wa tam'a wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. And the reward for that, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah said, they are those who stand up in the night. Nafil, voluntary. Tahajjud. They stand in the night. They leave their warm beds. They look forward to that. They don't pray tahajjud like this is a musibah. They look forward to that. The best thing in the world is to begin your day with standing before Allah Jalla Jalalu. With the shauq of that. With the love for that. And how do they stand? Bainal khawfi wa tamah. between the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment, because we know what we are. وَتَمَعَ And the hope in His forgiveness, Jalla Jalaluhu. A sahabi was dying. A young sahabi was dying. They came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, Ya Rasulullah, please come and see him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went there. He asked him, how are you? How are you? The man said, Ya Rasulullah, I fear the punishment of Allah, but I hope for His forgiveness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from that which you fear, and Allah will give you that which you hope for. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Afillahi shak. Afillahi shak. In Allah you doubt? How do you doubt Allah? And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kayfa takfuruna billah? Kayfa takfuruna billah? وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ How can you deny Allah? كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ How do you deny Allah? Denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not to say I'm an atheist. No, denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to live our life as if we are not going to meet Him. This is also a form of denial. May Allah protect us from that. Denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to deliberately do what Allah has forbidden, which is a sign that you do not really believe that you will meet Allah. How many reminders do we need? We just lost our dear friend, Taqi Haidar Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. May Allah increase his darajat. He was one of your musallis here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive his sins, because he loves to forgive. May Allah forgive him, and may Allah forgive you, because he loves to forgive. What is the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha? Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul af, fa'fu anni. Allah, don't forgive me because I deserve forgiveness. No. I know I don't deserve it. Forgive me because it makes you happy. Forgive me because you love to forgive. Allah, apne aap ko khush karne ke liye mujhe maaf kar de. Allah, tu khush ho ja. Mujhe maaf karke khush ho ja. Kyunki tu maaf karke khush hota hai. Allah, you love to forgive. So forgive me and you become happy. Allah, forgive me for your pleasure. I could not do anything to please you. So I bring my sins to you, so you can forgive me and be pleased. What can I bring? What can I bring? If I meet the king of this country, it is my culture, it is my nature that if I go to somebody, I take something. So if the king calls me and says, I want to meet you, and I go to meet the king, what will I take for him? I can only take what I have. And he is the king. So is it likely that I have something that he does not already have? So what about that Malik? Al-Malikul Haqq la ilaha illa huwa Rabbul Arshil Kareem. What can you take and what can I take which can please him? Which action of yours I don't talk about, I talk about myself. I know, and my Rabb is the witness, that I do not have one single deed that I can say that this will please Allah, except I have sins, and I take my sins to Allah because He will forgive them and that will please Him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of you and all those of you who have passed before you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decree and write in your qadr that you will be forgiven on the day when you meet him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you and protect all your mutalliqeen, whoever are with you and whoever will come after you, from all the evils. من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرفنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك فإنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. آمين يا رب العالمين. يا عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، ادعوه يستجيب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا الصلاة. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن علم القرآن، خلق الإنسان، علمه البيان، الشمس والقمر بحسبان، والنجم والشجر يسجدان، والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان، ألا تطغوا في الميزان، وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان، والأرض وضعها للأنام، فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام، والحب ذو الوصف والريحان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار، وخلق الجان من مارج من نار، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. رب المشرقين ورب المغربين، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. مرج البحرين يلتقيان، بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان، فبأي آلاء
ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان كل من عليها فان كل من عليها فان كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم وإنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم إنه لقرآن كريم في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون تنزيل من رب العالمين أفبهذا الحديث أنتم مدهنون وتجعلون رزقكم أنكم تكذبون فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون ونحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين فأما إن كان من المقربين فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم وأما إن كان من أصحاب اليمين فسلام لك من أصحاب اليمين وأما إن كان من المكذبين الضالين فنزل من حميم وتصلية جحيم إن هذا لهو حق اليقين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم